What up, baby? Todio Sketch me outside. Find me everywhere.
Where are you from? New York?
Yeah, from New York. I was born and raised in the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
So I was in college. I was studying. I became a nurse. So I worked.
You have a nursing degree?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I have a nursing license. Yeah, I passed the NCLEX.
Crazy,
right?
I
passed the NCLEX. First try. Crazy.
Wait, so Wildin' Out was like your first gig?
Yeah, Wildin' Out was my first gig. So I went to try out for season 7. I made it to the finals. They didn't pick me up. I moved to LA. I get a call. This is a year later. Nick Cannon's like, hey, Tonio. And I knew it was him, but I saw his voice. Why didn't you, are you going to try out? I get there. I'm on the show. I didn't even have to rehearse. Like, I didn't have to do it. They just put me on the show.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
All right, we are at really LNF right now. And I got Tonio and
Chantel Peters.
Chantel Peters right now. So, Tonio.
What's up?
Oh, give me your at. So, what's your Instagram?
First of all, thank you for having me on the show.
I appreciate that. Thank you for coming.
I'm a little shy. which is my camera?
Which one all are we looking
them,
at?
All of them today.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just...
I usually like this to see all of them. Yeah,
that's weird. And my date shouldn't be laughing at you as much, but I'm a little... Man, fuck. Can we curse?
Yeah, bro.
Fuck that shit. What up, baby? It's Tonio Skits. We outside. Find me everywhere. Tonio Skits. It's just literally Tonio Skits and on Twitter, Thread, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, and there's a new app.
You
know
all these things?
I do.
Yo, post, add me on Snapchat.
I literally post on everything. But there's a new one that if TikTok falls, there's a new one called, what's it called?
Rumble.
Threads.
No.
Well, Threads is Instagram.
No. I'm going to put y'all on real
Grindr.
Quick.
Come on.
Find me on Grindr. No, man. I'm not on damn Grindr. Clapper. It's
What the fuck?
No, y'all sleeping
that
on that, but listen.
Grindr.
Clapper. It's identical to TikTok without the
Chinese people.
Well, without the Chinese people, but without the rules and the regulations. The only thing they care about is as long as you don't show news.
Like Twitter kinda.
But I can literally talk. I could talk shit. I could be like, just you could talk shit, you could do all that, and girls can be all sexy, whatever it is. As long as you don't show the news, they don't care about none of that.
You get censored on TikTok.
Always.
Do you?
Yeah.
For what? Like, for what?
Well, you don't do anything shit wrong on TikTok.
I don't.
Except that's what I see girls shake booty on TikTok, like bare booty. What are you getting flagged for on TikTok?
I don't know. I feel like somebody works at TikTok.
They don't fuck with you.
And I don't know. I was dating that person's sister and they're like, fuck me. We're going to ruin his career.
Seriously, give me an example. Like, what's something that you don't think, like, what? Like, and I got flagged for that?
Oh, recently, I started doing live because, yo, if people don't know, the money right now is on live on TikTok. You go on live,
let's
money's being made.
Let's stream some shit one of these days, too.
I'm down. Yeah. So I'm on live, and I'm just there talking, and I got banned for hate speech. And then a week later, because they blocked me for a week, I get back on, and I'm talking about being banned for hate speech. Boom, they hit me again.
Oh, geez.
So I'm like, man, I can't.
What was hate? Like, you were just talking shit. Like,
I was just talking regular. I was not. No, I don't got no hate speech in me. Like, what are you talking about?
No, you were like fucking with something. Like, you were fucking around. Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I hate cheating ass bitches. Block me on that one.
But so, that's what they blocked.
No, I don't know. It wasn't none of that. I'm just saying. They can't block me here.
Where are you from? New York?
Yeah, I'm from New York. I was born and raised in the Bronx.
You're from the Bronx. And then... Where'd you move to, LA or here?
No, I moved to Miami, and then
when you were how old?
I was here. So what happened was I
need to hear where you're from. I see you every day in the gym. I don't know anything about you.
I came from New York, and I came out here because my mom had passed when I was 15. Mm-hmm. So I was in foster care in New York. Then I found out my mom had a sister that lived in Miami, and that's how we ended up here. So I was here for like a year, but I didn't like it because compared to New York, to me, it was slow. This is So I went back to New York. And when I went back to New York is when I appreciated what Miami was, because when I went back to New York, everything seemed dirty to me. Everything seemed like
cold, man.
Everything's the same. Nobody's moving. I'm not going to, the circle of friends and things I had, nobody was on nothing. So I'm like, this ain't it for me. And then I eventually came back to Miami. And then I stayed in Miami for like almost 8 years. And then in 2015, I moved to LA.
Where'd you start your entertainment career?
Like in LA. Well, no, I started in Miami. I started doing just
like what 20
vines. I started doing vines.
Started on Vine. No yeah. way.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's how people know me. I started on Vine. I started on Vine, and then everybody that was working with each other lived in LA. So I'm like, I gotta make a move, right? Because so I was in college. I was studying. I became a nurse. I was actually a nurse. I worked.
You have a nursing degree?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I have a nursing license. Yeah, I passed the NCLEX.
Crazy. Yeah.
You passed the NCLEX?
I passed the NCLEX first try.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's why you don't judge them. You passed the NCLEX?
I passed the NCLEX, yeah. And then I was working at Mercy Hospital.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, I was working at Mercy Hospital.
Okay.
I was on the med surg floor, medical surgery. I wanted to do ER, but they didn't. They had a rule. You had to work for a year in medical surgery. Anyway, so I'm working there, and that's when I started doing my videos. And then I think 8 months into
it. You did them in the hospital or at home?
No. I did them at my eye test. No. HIPAA. Like, hello. 8 months into doing that, I decided to move to LA because that's where everybody that I saw was working with each other. And I talked to my family and I'm like, yo, I want to move to LA. They're like, you want to move to the other side of the country, not knowing a single person, shooting 50-second videos when you got a six-figure job? I'm like, yeah. So I did that.
Yeah.
And then for like 3 months, it was a struggle. And then, bam, I landed Wildin' Out. And from there, I landed.
Social media, well, Viner, Vine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And straight to MTV?
MTV. Then I was with Kevin Hart.
Wait, so Wildin' Out was like your first gig?
Yeah, Wildin' Out was my first gig.
After making a Vine video?
What?
After making a lot.
Bunch of Vines.
Oh, yeah, true.
Wait.
Well, what happened?
Dude,
so
that's
look,
like a crazy first. Yeah. Dude, that's like out. The biggest. That's like
so
biggest.
What happened
was. How
did
you feel when you got that?
I mean, what happened was I went
you tell
to
your
try
family?
Out.
Yeah, for real.
So I went to try out for season 7, and that's the year.
When is it? What year did Wildin' Out start?
Wildin' Out started, I think, in 2000 and
it's been a while.
10, maybe.
Was it Nick Cannon always?
Yeah,
Nick Cannon. Yeah, yeah. Because back then when he started, he had Cat Williams.
Yeah,
he had Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
he had like people that are huge right now.
Yeah,
Wildin' Out has birthed a lot of
comedians
yeah. careers. And so when I started, I tried out for season 7. That's the DC Young Fly got picked that year. Well, he was in season 7.
Wait, that was the first year he was on too?
Yeah, he was
this
on.
First
but I tried out for that year. I made it to the finals. They didn't pick me. They didn't pick me. So then I felt some type of way.
Yeah.
I remember taking that plane right back home. I remember all the negative comments like, yo, you too old to be on doing these videos, some dumb shit, whatever. But when I landed, I was looking at a picture of me and Nick Cannon. I'm like, yo, I've been doing videos for less than a year and Nick Cannon knew my name.
Yeah.
He knew who I was. So I'm like, imagine if I keep doing it, who else is going to know me? So that's when I'm like, I made a decision. So I'm like, yo, I'm just going to move to LA. Fuck this. Like, I'm just going to, you know, I moved to LA. I get a call. Nick Cannon is like, he's like, hey, this is a year later. Nick Cannon's like, hey, Tonio. And I knew it was him by the sound of his voice. Said, why didn't you, are you going to try out? I'm like, what I wanted to tell him was, y'all ain't want me. I'm out here doing numbers. But what I said to him was like, yo, I moved to LA. So I didn't, you know what I'm saying? He goes, the tryouts are in LA. I said, oh, he's like, yo, can you be at the CBS studio, you know, tomorrow at 9 a.m.? I'm like, yeah. So I stood up all night rehearsing, trying to do whatever I can. I get there, I'm on the show. I didn't even have to rehearse. Like, I have to learn. They just put me on the show.
What were you rehearsing?
Everything.
Stand up, pretty much?
No, like, not my stand up. Everything was good. What I have found out
when you try out, what is it like? Okay, your turn.
Yeah,
so when I try out for the basketball team, I'm playing basketball. When you try out for Wildin' Out, what are they? Yeah.
So basically, they'll put a mic right there, and you're on a panel of executive producers. There's about 5 or 6 of them. And they'll be like, hey, what's going on? Say your name, blah, blah, blah. I bet. So what's your favorite game? You say, I don't know. Let Me Holler. So Let Me Holler is one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, cool. You see that mic? Make believe that's a girl. Give us your best pickup line. And you walk up and you get a pickup line. If you make them laugh, you're good. Mm-hmm. So you have to have show personality and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I did all that. I passed all those things. What I didn't pass was the rap part because I think it was conceded. I hit conceded before because I didn't know him like that, but I knew him. You know what I mean? Okay. And I'm like, yo, and I think he told me the truth, but they changed things up later. He was like, yo, it's a 2-day tryouts. The first day they're gonna do this. Second day is the rap battles. So I didn't focus on the rap. I didn't care about that. I focused on this. And then while I'm in the New York shows, I do everything. They're like, okay, cool. In an hour, we're gonna do the rap battles and finish everything. I was like, wait, what? And that's why I fell in the crowd. I disappeared in the rap part. So I didn't make it. But
and that's like an important part of their show.
Of course.
That's the beast part.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you, it goes to show you that every audition you do, even if you get a no, you don't have no idea the effect you leave on people. Because I went next year and they remember me. They remember everything I did. I didn't even have to like work for that year. They felt I was good enough. Nah, son, we need to increase the budget. What's going on over here?
Show that on there.
All right, bet. So, and you know, they put me on the show. And then I did five seasons after
that. So that's like, so you're pretty much just like, they're like, all right, make me laugh. I always say like being a comedian, especially stand-up comedian, is like one of the hardest jobs in entertainment because like I see myself, like, bro, you're a funny ass dude. Like I can make people laugh for settings like this where we're having conversation and you can bounce off people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not that hard to make people laugh. Saying like, all right, you're on now in front of all of us, make us laugh.
Yeah.
That is an impressive thing to do.
That's a lot of pressure.
And then, okay. So what I wanted to ask more about, I've literally thought about this since I was probably like fucking whenever Wild 'N Out started. Like,
wait, since you were fucking?
No, since I was fucking 14. I've been fucking too. But okay. Are you like rehearsed? So like, kick him out the classroom. Kick him out the, like, are you guys are rehearsing every day?
No, so the way it works,
like, those aren't freestyle. Like,
no, those are literally, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yeah, that's, I need to know. You're going to tell me what it is.
We're when we come do the show, we have to block out about a month of our time to do the show. A month and a week.
And then how many episodes do you make in like a month or a week? 6 weeks.
It'll be 20 episodes, 20. 25. Okay. Yeah.
In a month?
That's a lot. That's
yeah.
A lot.
So we'll shoot. That's wait, is it 2, 3?
I shot
nine,
reality show for like
12. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
like
sometimes,
3 weeks and
sometimes
they'll
shoot 3 episodes in one day.
That's
most of the days
crazy.
We'll shoot 2 episodes, mm-hmm. and then they'll in the week they'll put 2 days out of the week to shoot 3 episodes. But
does the live audience watch 3 episodes?
No.
The first
audience comes in, but the second and third audience watches the last 2 shows.
Shut up.
So this is what happens, right? Before we do the live audience, we have about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks of what we call rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And rehearsals are basically all the cast members come together, all the executive producers, every producers on the show, they sit right there as a panel. And then we play all the games over and over and over. So what does that mean? So let's say we're playing Let Me Holler, right? And I go and I say a joke. I say something about Canadians in Toronto, whatever. Mm-hmm. They didn't laugh. You know what I mean? Yeah, whatever. I'll come back again, say something else. Yeah, I'll say something else and they laugh. Now you...
take notes.
You have... because the thing is, they may not have laughed, but the audience might have.
Yeah.
Or they may have laughed, but the audience won't laugh, depending on the type of audience you have. But we do these things to sharpen yourself, because when you walk out and you start thinking of certain ideas, you're going to think so quick because you've done it so many times that if you can possibly remember a joke you said back then, great. If not, you already thought of something in your head, because we find out what show we're filming for the day of. So like maybe an hour before, I don't know, we're playing Let Me Holler. So I'm already start thinking of stuff. I'm trying to think of things that I performed before, or would it work?
Wait,
I'll look
so
at the audience.
Are you serious? Yeah. So like, it's not like you guys are practicing every show. It's like you practice a lot.
We just practice.
And then they tell you when you're filming, and then it's what happens.
I'm going to give you an example. Yeah. Timbaland had came. We knew Timbaland was coming to the show, right? We knew he was going to be in our episode. What we didn't know that he was bringing the Less twins. So they already had... all the games that we're going to play, and they told us, and we're in the green room, we're getting ready, hair and makeup, about to do the live shows, and they call like, hey, Timbaland's here, but he's here with the Less Twins, we're changing the games up. And they put a dancing game. So it's right on the spot, and now we have to come up with shit right on the spot. So it's literally, it really is improv.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The only thing is, when we do the song games, when we come up with songs, on TV... it looks like we got a 2-minute break, but in reality, we got like a 10-minute break. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Other than that, everything's just improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally one of the hardest shit I've ever done in my life.
That's what I guess. I just kind of like, you guys make it look pretty freestyle, but yeah. I guess I just assumed that was like impossible. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Think about Harry Mack.
Yeah.
You know who Harry Mack is.
Yeah, yeah, he's sick. Oh, yo, my God. He's a fucking sick rapper.
Bro, there's people like that on the show.
Yeah.
It's just have it. It's just like that. I had to learn how to be like that.
Who's the most impressive to you?
Justina Valentine, period. Which
one? Is that the red?
Red hair.
Yeah.
She's fire.
She's funny.
She's stupid fire. Yeah.
She's funny.
I like DC.
She's by
Young
far. He's like.
Most impressive.
He's
most
so funniest.
DC Young Fly is funny.
I think DC.
He's like.
I love.
So
yo,
funny.
Carlos Miller. Like, yeah, yo, Carlos. Yeah, yeah. He's different. Like, Emmanuel. Like, they're
how about
really
this?
Funny.
Is there. Because you guys have a lot of like celebrity guests on.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much every episode, right? There's a celebrity guest.
Every episode.
I imagine you guys are trying, they're the guests, so you guys are trying to like hype them up and shit. Is there anyone, I'll ask you both, one worst guest, two, is there anyone that actually made you genuinely laugh that you were like, I was not expecting, like a celebrity guest that you were like, wow, that's funny.
A celebrity guest that made me laugh.
Or do you think nah, you guys are the comedians of the show? Like, is there anyone that came on, like did fucking.
Kevin came back on the show as a guest.
He's
he ripped everybody apart.
I'm trying to think of like a rapper or someone. Like anyone come on that was like fun. Like I'm sure like Snoop's been on. Like who like. I saw Jack Harlow on. I saw like.
Yeah, those are. I'm trying to think of the episodes that I was on. I can't think of anybody.
No one that crazy. Anyone bad that was hard to work with.
Anyone bad hard to work with. There was so. What happens is we'll get notes right before our battle. They say, listen, don't talk about this and don't talk about that. You know, we're trying to respect. And what was her name?
No notes about Mariah, obviously.
Her name is Azalea, Azalea Banks.
Azalea Banks.
I think it was her. They said, hey, don't talk about this. Don't talk about
Iggy
that.
Iggy Azalea?
Not Iggy Azalea. Azalea Banks. Someone else.
Okay, okay.
Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that.
You right, talked cool. about some shit?
Yeah, everybody got their information.
So there are specific things they told you not to talk
I'm
about.
I'm sure every celebrity's like, don't bring this. If it's like a, because you're going on there to get flame.
But listen, exactly. Yeah, they know. But anyways.
And was it
live? This girl goes in her rap battle and says some crazy shit.
Like something and she wasn't supposed to say.
Yeah, and everybody looked at each other like.
Oh God, like stop.
Game on. And yo, DC ripped her. Like, yo, DC literally said everything we're not supposed to say.
Because
she crossed the line. So they responded. I think she was talking shit about Nick or I don't know what it was, but.
Then what happened? She cried.
Yeah, she was crying.
She cried.
It was a whole big thing. You got to look it up. Yo, somebody Google Azalea Banks walling out.
Where's Cody?
If I'm right.
Cody, Google that.
Cody's supposed to Google.
But most of the time, you know, everybody's
Azalea respectful. Banks? What's her
name? I think that's her name.
Azalea Banks wilding out. Tonio made her cry. He talked about her grandma and shit.
Nah, it wasn't me.
Stop the show. This studio is cold as hell. I'm definitely not cold, though, because I'm sitting nice and toasty, wrapped in my Better With Age hoodie, made out of cotton-sewn vintage blankets. Check out my jeans. I got 90s Jerbo jeans on. They're fresh as heck. These premier pieces are exclusive and can be yours only at Lost and Found. Big shout out to Lost and Found. Check them out on Instagram at lnf.vtg. Now back to the show, man. Did you have a favorite? Like, is there like a time in one of the games where you were like, I fucking killed it? Like, mm-hmm. You were dying. Like, is there a time where you were like, this was my episode?
I think that I thought that twice only. There's twice so many talented people on there. It's hard.
Seriously,
to
bro.
Really
seriously.
Have a moment, but I did have a moment. It was one of the games they were playing. They were like, what was it? Name something. I don't remember. Name something a girl would say. If she thinks you're cheating or I don't know, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody went and did their part. And then I went up and I did some Spanish shit. Like I just did some crazy Spanish shit.
Yeah.
The crowd re-upped it, like erupted.
Yeah.
And then the same day I had to do voicemail where you have to leave like a voicemail. If somebody's calling you, what voicemail would they listen to? And then they put the celebrity's name. I had The Rock. And during that time, what's his name from?
You had to do The Rock's voicemail.
What's the name? What's the guy name from? For Fast and the Furious, black guy.
Vin Diesel? Oh, Tyrese.
Tyrese. Around that time, Tyrese was going viral for crying. Like,
For crying.
So I had to be The Rock. Yeah, he was crying about baby mama take whatever. So I had to be The Rock. So I found a belt. I walk in there. I said something like, whatever, whatever. And if it's Tyrese, listen, you candy. And then I already had someone else to come in playing Tyrese. Yeah. This is a whole act. And he comes in crying. And then it just blew up because it was something that was going
relevant.
On around that
it was
time.
Yeah, it was relevant.
So yeah, I took that episode.
That's crazy. That's a good feeling. Crazy, right?
Yeah. It's a good feeling with, you know, all these superstars on the show.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know.
How does it work like contractually? Like, are you allowed to appear in any show you want, or are you exclusive to them for like a year? So, like, I don't know how's it, because
no,
for
I
me
do whatever I want.
I was on reality show, and I mean both of the ones that I've been on that have aired, I've had to like have a year of exclusivity. Like, I wasn't allowed to go on another unscripted show. Like, I could do an acting show, but I couldn't do another reality show for like a year. They don't have anything like that on you.
That's different because when they're marketing you, because reality shows are filmed before and then later on, they're, you know.
Why? How quick's the turnaround time with Wildin' Out?
A month and a half, maybe
Damn.
Two. Yeah.
Bro, mine was like six, seven. Like, they're like long time, half a year.
They got to lock you in, you know, to do it. But so, no, I can do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
good. All right. So we fucking, it's enough Wildin' Out talk. Unless you have anything else about Wildin' Out we need to know. Nick Cannon, you ever get butt hurt?
Yeah.
Tell me what your relationship is like. We might as well ask about Nick Cannon.
Nick is actually just a cool dude.
He's a good dude?
Yeah, you can sit right here and talk to him. He's a cool dude. He'll always make time for you. You need to talk about something. Yeah. If you see something wrong, he'll pull you to the side. He'll talk to you. Like, he's
really?
A great dude. Yeah. He's a real good dude.
That's like good to hear. Yeah. I've been I'm a Nick Cannon fan since fucking Drumline and shit. I've been
for
watching
real.
It. Yeah.
I love that.
I remember
that
being
shit.
A little kid watching
Best
Drumline.
Movie.
He's an entertainer.
Shout out to Nick. Shout out to Nick Cannon and all his 12
he's
kids.
He's
he 12? Is that what it is? 12?
Yeah, 12. Damn, shout out to 12, Nick and all 12 Cannons.
See, Davo's trying to have 12. How many? You have kids?
Yeah, down the way, what?
He's trying to have 12 kids.
12 kids? Homie.
My dad's going
involved
at
12,
so I mean, I'm trying to plan at least 5.
I could picture him telling these girls, like, look, this is what I'm trying to do.
12.
Like,
that's
listen,
the plan.
You shouldn't get mad at her. It's not my fault I met you at the same time. Let's just go with it. Well, I'm supposed to post right now. Hold on.
Oh.
How many?
We ain't gonna do that.
How many kids is a good number for you? Like,
how many?
Don't look at me. I knew
you
were
into
that.
Oh my God, Tony, I need to start studying you, bro.
I'm just playing.
Coming.
All right, moving on to the next topic. What's up?
You believe in marriage?
Do we believe in marriage? Yes.
Do you actually? Do you believe in marriage?
I do.
Do you believe in marriage?
I do, yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Are your parents married, divorced, never married?
No, my parents never married.
Me either.
Yeah.
So, and I've had a lot of divorce in my life. And it seems to be the trend that about
the norm,
like 70% of them don't work.
Yeah.
I don't know if marriage is the
vibe. That's not true.
It's the like actual, 58 or something.
The actual number was about 56 or 58%.
And then
right?
And then people that split up and don't actually get divorced, that's another 15%.
Right, but if you really break down that 58%, right, they have the people that were never really committed into the marriage, right? You have that.
Of course.
You have the financial stuff. You have people that just wanted to get married just because, hey, you know,
that's what we're supposed to do.
Like, if you really dive into real people that actually get married for the right reasons, mm-hmm. I think those numbers are a lot higher than what people think.
Yeah.
These numbers are 58%. Like, because if you look at it, I mean, 60% of marriages end up in divorce, but they're not real marriages. Like, I think that number, we shouldn't, those statistics don't really tell the truth. Like, it really don't.
Yeah.
I think people that love each other and really want to get married, I don't think they don't get divorced. Mm-hmm. They really don't. It's that we don't see that in our world.
You know what's crazy? That's like the first side of the topic I've heard someone say like that. Like, I think you said it pretty well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you can't just look plainly at statistics for sure.
No, not on that situation. There's so many factors people are not realizing. I don't think people that really truly love each other get together and 60% of them divorce. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not
people
true.
People do change also though. Like, you weren't the same guy you were 10 years ago, years ago.
Yeah.
No.
So do you think the woman you're marrying is going to be the same after 20 years and having kids? Like, probably a different person. You guys are probably both completely different people.
Yeah, but I grew with her. It doesn't matter who she turns into. I grew with her. I know her.
Yeah.
Like, we adapt to each other as time goes. It's not like she grew up, you know, the other side of the world. Yeah. And then, hey, yeah, how are things now? Well, I changed my pronouns. Like, no, bitch. Like,
I changed my pronouns. Yeah. She might. You don't know. It's 2024.
Nah.
She might change her pronouns on you.
Don't call me Shirley. It's Mr. Shirley. Whoa.
Whoa.
Mr.
Shirley, relax. Stop with all that.
Do you think there is like a singular soulmate out there for everybody, or do you think there's a few?
No, man, I don't.
Good question.
I don't think there's a soulmate.
Because
like,
if that's your soulmate, could be in Russia and you've never been to Russia. Like, I don't know. Like, do you think, in my opinion, I think it's more of a time and a place, but what do you think? Do you think soulmate is a thing, or do you think it's more like, okay, we're both happen to be in the same city with the same values at the same time period of our life right now?
This is what I think.
I
think your soulmate is the one you choose. You know what I'm saying? Because if I choose you, marry you, that means like, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go through everything together. And it means even if you fuck up or you do something wrong, we're going to figure it. The person you decide to stay with is the person you're willing to deal with their bullshit. Because nobody's perfect. So if I let's say, you know, I get with her, right? I'm not, no, it's not happening.
If, if
I get with you
hat,
and, you know, you're doing some dumb shit or whatever, and I want to stay with her. So I'm not going to leave her for the first dumb shit, or I'm not leaving her. I'm like, we're going to figure this out. We're going to grow together.
Sure.
We're going to make some mistakes together. But I think the person you end up with is the person that you can deal with their bullshit. It's just what it is. If I can deal with the bullshit that you got going on, that's the person that you end up with.
I think it's also about like learning the other person. Like you guys are coming from two different people, you know? So you have to learn that other person and understand their values, their habits, like their lifestyle, and take that in and build it into yourself as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you single?
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty
single. Yeah, you don't take advice from single people, bro.
I'm pretty single. Yo,
don't take advice from single people. I'm single,
we singles.
You don't take advice from single, you don't take relationship advice from single people.
No,
fuck. Take it from people in relationships.
Right.
Yeah. This ain't shit. So whatever I said, ignore this shit.
Okay. So I have another question that I run into. Maybe this is advice. Honestly, I have an advice question.
Yeah.
So what I find a lot is, and you're in entertainment, you're in acting and stuff. And I like a lot of skits you do are like pretending to whatever, be flirt with a girl or like your girl was cheating. You know what I mean? Like some bullshit where you're whatever, but you're with a lot of like beautiful women and you're acting still, blah, blah, blah. I've run into problems where like if I have a person I'm talking to, or a girlfriend or whatever, a lot of the social media shit, like they have a hard time dealing with. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so say you're on a show and you need to flirt or kiss with, you know what I mean? Like kiss someone on your show. Have you ever run into problems like that? Your girl, like, yeah, what? You're just kissing a girl on TV and you have to be like, it's my job. Like,
I've dealt with that a lot. Not that I kissed anybody else, but.
Or flirted or saw, got twerked on or some, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so, yeah, I mean, I work with a lot of beautiful women. So the girl I date has, at some point, I have to cross, or we have to have that conversation about how to feel about what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
And I've had that, you know, I've been in two serious relationships since I started this Tonio Skits era, if you will. And in those relationships, I did deal with, because you're going to deal with some type of insecurities. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm working with all these girls, like, what is going on? What's the truth? So I was, in the beginning, like the first girl I dated, doing what I was doing, I was overly, I explained and showed things more than I should have, because I understood their position, right? If I'm going to work with a girl, if she's not with me, my girl's not with me, I'll FaceTime her, introduce her to the girl.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, this is so-and-so. We're going to do this, whatever. And when she leaves, I'll call her. Yo, we just finished. We did. I'll invite her as much as I can.
Yeah.
And by doing that, I didn't have a problem.
You make everyone comfortable.
Yeah. I didn't experience any, like, she had no issues.
Yeah.
Like, we broke up or whatever it was, had nothing to do with my work. And then the second girl, I think she was more,
Insecure about it?
Insecure. Mm-hmm. But I was doing, oh no, but the first girl, I would always post her to on my page. So that everybody knew who she was.
That you had a ting,
so,
at least.
Yeah, like, so everybody knew. And whatever. But it backfired on her, not me. It went bad for her.
Because she got caught.
So
let's hear it now.
She had 2,000 followers.
Okay.
By the time I left her, she was like at 30 something. That means 28,000 of those followers were for me.
What percent you get?
Nothing. She went out one day, yo, babe, I'm going out with the girl. Ooh. I'm like, yeah, go have fun. Well, I went to sleep. Cool. I wake up to 30, maybe 40 DMs. From people, random people. I don't even know them. I'm getting pictures and videos of different angles of my girl at the time in a club with a dude's face in her breast.
Oh, God.
Like in her
You're
breast. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. You know how embarrassing that shit was?
Bad.
She was embarrassing.
Cause, and then you were posting her too, so everyone knew that was your shorty.
That's like, why they knew. Yeah, oh that's why they backfired God. On her. I call her on FaceTime. So. Hey, what's up? I'm on the way to my grandma's house. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yo, real quick, like, how was this? Like, oh, it was straight. I didn't even drink. It was cool. My girls were there. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, God.
I'm waiting and nothing. I'm like, listen. Are you going to tell me what happened last night or do I have to tell you? And her response was when I knew
how
fucked up she was as a person.
What?
Her response was, Tonya, are you really going to start tripping right now? Like, please don't tell me you're one of those guys. I tell you I'm going to go out one night, and now you're going to act like this? Like, literally, like, I don't got nothing to... I'm looking at like...
She was gaslighting you.
Yeah.
Damn, this is lying to me this whole time.
She's guilty as fuck.
Over it. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of conversations we had for the last year. I'm like, this bitch lied about this. Anyways, while she's there talking shit on the phone, I sent her the picture and I sent her the video. I'm like, yo, check your phone. Check your phone. I'm not going to check your phone.
I'm not going to check my phone. That's what you said. I'm not going to check
my phone. I'm not going to look.
No, she goes. I swear to God, when she came back, man, she was a different color, like her pink. She's like, no, God. I could explain. In my head, because I was so into that relationship, I was wishing she would have been like, yo, that's my gay best friend.
Yeah.
And
what? And then you were out or you were on some let's fix it shit? Like you were talking earlier.
No. Once I got those pictures, it was a wrap for me, but I still followed it through to see how far she go with the line, and she was lying, a bunch of shit, but that was it. That was a wrap.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's crazy. So like on the adverse, if you dated someone that was in the entertainment scene,
I don't date anybody in the
because of that, right?
Yeah. I don't.
Like I couldn't see. Like I think that would be, that's why it's hard for me because I understand if I'm like my significant other, if they don't like how I'm on TV or on podcast flirt or do, you know what I mean? I understand it because if it was flipped, I'd be going nuts if my girl was on TV twerking on something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like even if it was her job, like that's hypocritical, I guess. But like, you know what I mean?
It's not hypocritical because you already know. I'm not going to date a girl in the industry. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to see a girl in my videos. And I've had something with her. Like when I moved to LA, the number one rule I made for myself was, I'm because you know I come from nothing. You know what I mean? So I'm not. There's no ass in the world that's worth jeopardizing where I'm trying to get at. So I'm like, yo, I would never.
Sometimes it's hard to think like that.
Nah, bro.
You don't ever think with your dick. You're lying. You don't ever think with your dick.
You don't understand where I come from.
Like you never had like. Post nut clarity.
Yeah, post nut clarity is a real
that's
thing.
A that means
thing?
You were thinking with your dick.
What?
No.
Does that not mean you're
thinking? Listen. Post.
You guys are fucked up.
Post nut clarity. Let me explain.
It's 1,000%.
Let me explain. Let me explain and what post nut clarity is. Right. Yep. Yo, let's say I meet you and I really, really like you. I really do. Mm-hmm. I see myself with you. Mm-hmm. I could possibly be in a relationship. Yo, your eyebrows is straight as hell. Your teeth is glistening. I fucks with you. Uh-huh. Ass is crazy. I want to take you out. I'm wooing you.
Yeah,
and then I sleep with you. The next day when I wake up, how I feel about you after I hit, it's the true feeling.
Yeah.
And most guys, what happens is, it's like, yo, I hit and like, damn, that was the only thing I actually wanted to do. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's the clarity comes in.
Uh-huh.
But you're mixing that with boundaries. You're combining them. It shouldn't be, right? I don't need post-nut clarity. Yeah. I made a decision before meeting any girl ever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, if you're in the industry and I'm working with you, you are not an option for me. I don't have the thoughts of, damn, I really like this girl. I want to sleep with her. And then I sleep with her. And I already made the decision. I'm not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because one wrong move, you can upset the girl, or like something just went wrong. Miscommunication. She's telling her. Mm-hmm. And now it's ruining my business model.
Bro, you know, you're literally preaching to the choir right now, bro.
Yeah.
I got off my Netflix show, dated this girl that happened to be from
Toronto.
Okay. Got 500,000 followers on Instagram. We broke up. Lost 50,000 in like a week, bro. Yeah. She was on her story talking crazy. Yeah.
No way.
I don't have those issues.
Hell. Spell the name.
I mean, it's public. It's pretty public. Her name's Carly. She was from Toronto. Oh,
Carly shit. What?
Carly Lawrence. You know Carly? No. Oh, nah.
Wait, Carly Lawrence?
Nah, I guess the fuck up.
She dances?
Nah.
No, like.
What Netflix show?
Too Hot to Handle?
I've watched.
I know you have.
I just don't know. I gotta check though.
Hey Carly, what's up? Shut
up. Bro, she's two boyfriends, married and divorced by now. And I dated her like a year and a half ago.
Carly?
I talked to her.
Wait, Toronto girls are like that?
Oh, this blonde girl. Yes.
Who's you, Carly?
Sorry.
Yo, Carly. To be honest, my type is like shorter and dark hair.
Hey Carly, what's up? Two boyfriends in a marriage.
She's fire, but
what's up with number three?
You gotta watch Tony all around because he got the riz.
Don't kill me.
Tell me some shit you've been working on.
Especially fire.
Oh, the movie you mentioned, Hip Hop.
A Hip Hop Story. A Hip Hop Story. A Hip Hop Story. In AMC theaters, written by Afion Crockett. It's a great movie. It's a comedy movie. We got Cedric the Entertainer. We got a bunch of artists there. Rappers. I play Jay-Z's manager, so it's a fun movie.
What's the movie called?
A Hip Hop Story.
A Hip Hop Story.
A Hip Hop Story.
A Hip Hop Life or a Hip Hop Story?
It's gonna be
a
Hip Hop Story.
I don't know where it's going to sit at, but it's in the theaters right now. Oh, AMC, A Hip Hop Story. Okay,
it's in the theaters. We got a bunch of movie stars in here today.
That's it, really. And then I'm writing, I write movies. I just wrote an action comedy. That should star Rosario Dawson. Rosario Dawson, cheers. Shout out to you.
Shout out Rosario Dawson.
It's called Mr. Social. And I'm actually doing crowdfunding on that to put the movie together. So, you know, we out here now indie swag, just putting stuff together. And that's where we at.
How many seasons of Wildin' Out you been on?
I did 5 seasons.
It's crazy, bro. It's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot.
But right? The season 25 that I'm on hasn't even come out yet, and I filmed it last year.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's good to feel like you got something in the bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's nice to know that, like, no matter, I got a fucking hit show coming out. Whenever it comes out, you got a hit show coming out. You know what I mean? Facts. Like, it's good. I mean, anything else you want to plug right now? Socials you got at? Tonio Skits.
I
think. We're going to music.
What's your social?
Plug your socials.
_ Miss Peters XO.
Miss Peters.
Chantel Peters from Toronto.
All right, man. Well, thank you for coming on. You feel good? Anything else you need to spit off your chest right now? Like,
No, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Yo, and I'm Johnny Gale.
Yo, watch my stand-up on HBO. Type in Tonio Skits on HBO. You'll see my stuff.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Tonio Skits, HBO?
Yeah, on HBO, yeah.
On Max or not?
I host it on Max. I host it two stand-ups.
I got a Max show too.
It's called HBO Latino.
Yo, we got, is it? No. Wait, what?
Oh, here. I got to get out of HBO.
It's called Entre Nos. If you go on Max and you type in my name, it'll come up.
Really?
Dead ass.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, watch it.
You going to make me laugh?
Yeah.
And I got to say, shout out to the Pittsburgh hat. I don't know if he remembers, but I saw you wearing that in the gym. I was like, bro, you're not from Pittsburgh. He goes, nah. I was like, I know
the Pirates. Like the
I was like, Pirates just got nice uniforms.
Hey, yo, shout out to the Yankees. Stop playing with us.
No Mets, Yankees?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for coming. We're at LNF here in Miami. You got me dripped out. Alan, thank you. Morris, thank you. Crew, thank you. Mitch, thank you. Even though, show them your eyeballs real quick.
Come on, show us.
No, Josh.
Jeez.
That's why Mitch can't appear today because he got in a fight with a kangaroo last night.
What happened, dog?
Kangaroo. Bah.
You got it in Miami?
Wait, also, bro, I know you could do some crazy skit with this. I have a pet alligator.
Shut up.
How big is it?
What do you mean?
It's a baby. I got to put him back soon. So before I put him back, I'm in the Everglades. His name's Zeke, bro. He's like this. In Brickell, in my living room.
Yo, we got to see that shit. Yeah.
All right, but thank you guys, LNF, Joey Joy Radio signing off. Tonio Skits, everybody. Thank you.
Yo, imagine like your girl comes up to you and she's like, yo, are you going to tell your wife? Are you going to leave your wife for me or not? I'm like, nah, bro. Like, oh, no. She's like, yo, it's your side chick's birthday. Listen, I want an alligator. Like, bitch, what? I'm not getting you no fucking alligator. I bet that I'm just going to tell your wife about us.
Yeah.
Cut to her with an alligator.
Wait, that's actually funny.
Yeah, that's the video. That's what we're going to shoot.
I need an alligator. All right, guys. Thank you.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.